This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer's Report, what the New York Times gets right and wrong about Acorn. P.T. Barnum, the famous 19th century impresario and huckster from Bridgeport, Connecticut, is often quoted as saying, any kind of publicity is good publicity as long as they spell your name right. In that sense, I have read with interest Jim Rutenberg's piece on the attack on voting in the New York Times because it marked a major victory for Acorn. For 50 years, we fought the Times-style book's insistence on using Acorn with a small case C-O-R-N rather than Acorn, capital letters A-C-O-R-N, the acronym to identify the organization. The article in the magazine section finally gets it right. Sometimes it's the little things that make a difference. On the other hand, Rutenberg tries to dramatize the attack on Acorn as the beginning of the Republican assault on voting rights, which is flatly wrong. And as good as much as his article is, this piece showed laziness on his part, especially when he contradicted his claim later in the same article. I'm not picking nits here or just pushing back this effort to shame Acorn, but the facts matter, and here's what he writes. In October 2008, as another presidential election neared, several FBI field offices began investigating the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, or Acorn, which, among other community services, was then engaged in one of the largest national voter registration drives in the country. The group, which mostly served poor neighborhoods, many of them non-white, had tenuous ties to Barack Obama, who is one of three attorneys who represented it in a 1995 voting rights suit. Like the Indiana authorities in 2016, the FBI was investigating canvassers who provided fraudulent registrations, in this case to Acorn. And like Mike Pence in 2019, John McCain, Republican presidential candidate, took the opportunity to portray voting rights activists not as victims of a minor fraud, but as the perpetrators of a major one, asserting that Acorn was on the verge of destroying the fabric of democracy. The FBI investigations led to no major federal indictments, but among some conservatives, Acorn quickly became the one-word explanation for nefarious forces that propelled a black man to the presidency. O'Keefe reinforced the narrative when he released videos purporting to show Acorn staff members offering advice to O'Keefe, who presented himself as a pimp seeking advice on how to secure a loan for a brothel, the profits from which he could use to fund a political campaign. The highly edited videos offered no evidence of illegality, but the scandal on top of the investigation ultimately forced Acorn out of existence. Even as McCain lost the race, the Acorn scandals helped usher in the largest curtailment of voting rights since the 1960s. As a reactionary Tea Party wave swept Republicans into state houses, restrictive new laws took hold across the country, all in the name of combating fraud. I like the scare quotes on the scandals because this was a manufactured tempest in a teapot. But to say the attack on Acorn helped usher in the largest curtailment of voting rights since the 1960s is wrong, or at least the dates are wrong. The Republican playbook in Florida, Pennsylvania, and other battleground states, as well as before the FEC, had been to attack Acorn and accuse the organization of voter fraud for its registration efforts for several election cycles before 2008. Normally, it had been a faux dance where, in the weeks before the elections, Republican operatives would single out Acorn, file baseless complaints to try and dissuade new voters from going to the polls and muddy the waters. And then, after the election, usually before a new year would ring in, they would withdraw their complaints, having achieved their tactical purpose. We weren't alone in being attacked, of course, but since we were running the largest nonpartisan voter registration efforts in the country, we drew the most heat. Voter suppression had been part of the Republican playbook for years before 2008. This was an old strategy and tactic that caught fire in 2008, partially with the help of the sordid and sensationalist coverage provided these spurious accounts by the New York Times. Indirectly, Rutenberg acknowledges as much because he dives back into the blow-up involving attempts to fire U.S. attorneys in New Mexico and elsewhere by the Bush administration in 2006. The cause for the firing was well reported and crystal clear. These political appointees were being fired because they refused to prosecute Acorn for voter fraud, not being able to find any. Rutenberg understands this from the side door, as he writes, as it happened, Schumer had bumped up against Elston before when Schumer helped lead the investigation into the Bush administration's politically motivated firings of the United States attorneys. Elston was a senior Justice Department political appointee at the time and resigned under pressure. A later internal investigation determined that he had consulted on the firing plans and was close to the line of intimidation and his apparent efforts to keep the fired attorneys from speaking out. One witness in another investigation, this one in the Senate, also connected him to a questionably timed voter fraud case against four workers for Acorn during the 2006 midterm elections. Hey, Acorn can take the heat, and is still alive and kicking after 50 years, even if the organization took a horrific beating from 2008 to 2010 in the United States. But fair is fair. Rutenberg wrote a great piece on the Republican strategy of voter suppression via claims of voter fraud, but his dramatic flourish in trying to put part of their mess on Acorn's doorstep is wrong. As a great Acorn leader from the 1970s, Bill Whipple, used to say, this is a rationale at best, and he's always defined a rationale as nothing more than a lie and a skin of a reason. Care must be given, but hey, thanks for spelling the name right, Acorn. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.